Another provoking situation. Maharaj Parikshit of Srimad Bhagavatam. He committed a small offense against Samik Rishi. Small offense. Due to that, the son of Samik Rishi, Sringi, was so outraged, unable to tolerate the provoking situation of anger and an assault to the false pride that he had of being the Brahman and the son of a great sage. He cursed the king to die in 7 days. He failed. And when Maharaj Parikshit received the news that he was going to die in 7 days, he was grateful. He could have sent all his armies to kill that little Brahman, but he didn't. He accepted it as the will of the Lord. He saw the good in it. He saw the opportunity in it. A great person sees positive opportunity in every situation that comes in their lives and never becomes despondent. Human life is meant for self-realization. Let me give the next 7 days of my life to hear and chant the glories of Krishna. And with a grateful and happy heart, Maharaj Parikshit sat on the bank of the Ganga, and because of him, we have the Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the most inspiring and greatest spiritual literatures in the history of the world. There is the story of Ambarish Maharaj. Durvas Muni was offended by a slight mistake that Ambarish made and was ready to kill him. Vishnu saved Ambarish. Durvas Muni, who is such a great, powerful sadhu, ultimately, for the offense of trying to murder this poor grihastha, family man, he was on the verge of death. But Ambarish forgave him. Ambarish fasted for 1 year for the welfare of Durvasa Muni, the same man that tried to kill him. That is tolerance. In fact, forgiveness and tolerance are inseparable. The power to forgive another for their injustices and offenses against one is actual sign of real tolerance. It is the quality of a great person. The power to forgive is of a greater strength than all the nuclear powers on earth today by billions of times. Because the power to forgive can liberate our soul and liberate so many other souls. But armies, weapons, and entire arsenals of the world cannot necessarily liberate anyone. Jesus Christ forgave the people who crucified him. It was his last prayer. O Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do. We have the story of Thakur Haridas. He was beaten with sticks through 22 marketplaces. He was beaten so severely that no man had ever lived beyond 2 or 3 such marketplaces. But as he was being beaten and whipped, he was praying for the welfare of the executioners. And what did he do wrong? Nothing. He was tried and convicted simply because he was trying to teach people how to love God in a different way than the government believed in God. That's all. He was teaching the same essential universal principles as their religion, but with some different names. And therefore he was sentenced to death. It is described that Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, sent his Sudarshan Chakra to sever the heads of the executioners because they were hurting his devotee. But because Haridas was praying so deeply from the core of his heart for forgiveness toward them, the Lord's chakra was powerless to cause them any harm. That is the power of forgiveness.